Draw in that energy of all of us gathered together here. Cindy is absolutely right. Any of us that stand up here are absolutely blessed with the incredible energy of this congregation, every single one of you. And I've been doing that now for 2 years. So with that, take a breath in, close your eyes. Relax into the room. Let your feet separate. Don't uncross your legs. Uncross your legs. Let your feet just ground into the floor. Wiggle your toes. Feel your breath. Pay attention to the thoughts that are running through your mind. What happened this morning, yesterday? Something's weighing on your mind. With the next breath out, let it go. Do the best you can to let it go. And as you get more present into your body, feeling your body seated where you're at, in the pew that you're in, allow yourself, your feeling sense, allow it to reach out to the one that's sitting next to you. In front of you. Behind you. Breathing in. Expand your awareness. While solidly in your body, expand your awareness. Feel the whole one side of the church. Can you feel the energy and the presence of those sitting there? How they've brought their vibration, their energy. How are they blessing your experience of this congregation? Move now into the center. Move your awareness into the center of the church, all the pews that are in the middle. Feeling in front of you, behind you, beside you. What does your awareness pick up and feel about these beautiful light ones that have brought their energy to the church? What do they bring to the congregation? What are you feeling right now? Breathe in again and Now go to the other side of the church, the last set of pews. And the beautiful ones that are sitting there. Outside thoughts want to try to creep in. Other distractions, let go of that. Use your breath and purposely think about the people on the other side of the church. What is the energy that they are bringing and they're contributing today? How, as a whole, do they contribute now? Do a deep breath in and sigh out. Breathe in again and one last time in. And that's all of you together this morning. How did that feel? Use your breath to take your own personal breath in and just out. Take that sensation of all the voices here going, ah. And open your eyes into this present moment. Ah. Let's try that with our eyes open, okay? Breathing in. And how did that feel? It gives you little spirit truth bumps. At least it did me. All right. Where are we at here? I get into you all so easily that I have to keep track of where I'm at and what I'm doing. Okay. We're going to have a beautiful song. Please, Andrea. All right, whispers of spirit. Whispers of spirit, how we can, telling the difference between a guidance that is coming from our higher self, that connection with God consciousness, or our ego. And that's a tough one. Also, I think it's a little bit even more challenging. Let's break it down a little more of a challenge about the fact of not just hearing guidance, being able to experience that we know or believe that we're being guided, that there's actually, there's a voice, there is that voice that can be the voice of God, the voice of an angel, the voice of our guides that can be there for us. First, like I said, it's like we can come to a place, a lot of times when we come into a spiritual or religious teaching, we're feeling that something's very outside of ourselves, whatever denomination that we're going to, whatever belief system. And what those belief systems, I mean, because why are we going? Why are we seeking? Because we see that there's something more. We feel that there's something more, right? We're wanting to understand, what is this world about? What am I experiencing? And so we go and we start looking down spiritual teachings, different pathways to connect us. And so we have the spectrum of, I feel alone. I don't believe anybody's there. Nobody's listening. Why would anybody listen to me? I have a friend like that. You know, I have a friend that talks about why God would be interested in her. And yeah, from that spectrum to those that have a real depth of knowing, those that have a relationship with God, with their angels, and stepping into movements, and that's the way they live. They live by guidance every day. I know a woman that is like that. She literally is to the point, what do I wear today? What do I put on? And at a point, it came to a place where guidance was giving to her, spirit was giving to her, you need to wear white. And every day it was like, wear white, wear white, wear white, wear white. She wears white now all the time. All the time. She doesn't wear any other colors. But down to what kind of foods, where do I walk, where do I go? So, and also, how many of us have had the fun of playing with the thing of, do I turn down this street? Anybody do that? Do I turn down this street? Yeah. Go this way, go that. Okay. So we've got a broad spectrum of believing in that there's guidance. How do we know there is guidance? What does it come from? Where does it come from? How do we experience it? What about people? How many of you have lucid dream state, have had guidance in dreams? Okay. What about hearing it? Able to hear that small voice? What about a knowing, just knowing, a feeling? Has guidance, have you ever had, you know, that sixth sense save your life? Don't go down that alley. Do not go there. Stay inside, etc. Right. So then it's a thing of, then we can, we step into from those broad spectrums of nobody's there to absolutely living a life of guidance. And then where are we in between? And how do you know that, is it my higher self or is it my ego talking to me? Some of it is about the fact of, it's called a practice. Spirituality, living every day, is a practice, is it not? Right. So it's a practice. And it's a matter of coming into relationship. We talk about God and Jesus, and those have had said, come into relationship with God. And we always want, you know, we come into this place of, it's outside. We always want to feel it's outside of ourselves. But Jesus, Yeshua, and other Buddha, other saints, other spiritual avatars have come in and said to us, it's inside. It's in you. It's all in you. All the answers. Everything you need to know is inside you. And that's pretty amazing. That's a huge concept to take in, isn't it? Of how can I be, really, you mean I can have, you know, the answers to the universe right here? You know, it's in this little spot right here. I can put it here and I can actually look at it and maybe it's right there in front of me. It's amazing to believe that we are that powerful. It's difficult to believe we are that powerful because we've got years and years and centuries of conditioning telling us that we're not. And that separation that you had to go through somebody else. You had to go through somebody else, right? You had to go through the priest, especially when you needed to confess. You had to go through the priest to be able to be abdicated of your sins. And you walked out of that little confessional and you were clean, no matter what. Did it really work? Did you feel that way? No. So we've had just, you know, we're coming up on, we've, you know, you hear me, I go back and I come, when you, anybody that's listened to me, I like to teach about we go back in time and then we come to present and what are we going to? Because it's what's formed us spiritually in our mindset of how we believe and we're moving forward as a human being in spiritual experience, you know, spiritual experience, human being experience, as well as spiritual experience as a human being. How are we moving forward? And more and more and more, we are opened up about that you have the connection, you have the guidance, you're the one who can know. So how do you know if it's ego talking to you or if it really is truly your guide, guidance, God, whatever, you know, term you want to put to it? How do you know? Somebody share with me. How do you know? You do muscle testing, okay? And you feel it, okay? Muscle testing, that's a really good one. Please. Uh-huh. Yes. You come up with something good and you're surprised and you don't know where it came from? Guidance always surprises us, doesn't it? Yes. Those little things, and they build up. Those little synchronicity. Little things that start to just kind of click together. I have my thing of wouldn't it be nice? If I say wouldn't it be nice about something, and then I state after it what would be nice, it's going to show up. And I have to be careful. Don't we? We have to be careful. Yeah, when we say, I would love to, will it show up? Synchronicity. I know my own thoughts, and I know what are not my thoughts. The muscle testing. I feel it in my heart. Do any of you have it visually? Do any of you have it visually? How does it show visually for you? That's beautiful. So we have visual. We have visual. We have auditory. We have it kinesthetically. That feeling, the knowing, the hearing, and the seeing. And then it's that synchronicity thing. Those little things that click on. Now, for it's so fun. How many do the 11-11 thing? Or the 111? Your angels are with you, thinking about you. It's a nice little thing to a little reminder when you look at the clock and it's like, and of course, when you start doing that, you do it over and over and you start have it happening again and again and again, and you really start, you know, have that. It's like you're lining up. You're aligning with something. And that's what guidance is. It's a relationship of coming into alignment, isn't it? A relationship of coming into alignment and listening to guidance, though, takes surrender and it takes courage. A lot of times we don't think about the fact that it takes courage to live a spiritual life. But it takes courage just to live life. But it takes courage to step into your life and put it on like clothes and wear your life. Be proactive. Be in relationship with your connection of with God, of your choice. Every morning that you get up and when you go to bed at night. And then to be asking, to have that courage of, Guide me. Show me what you want me to, where you want me to go. What do I need to do? What do I need to eat? What do I need to wear? Because many times it's like our bodies tell us. Does our body tell us? Our bodies tell us yes or no. Do our bodies give us that thing it's a jerk, knee-jerk response. It's a fear response. It says, wait a minute here, something's not right. And all, but especially though when it comes to food, our wonderful American diet, that our body will say, yeah, God, I love carbs and sugar. It's so good. Oh, a little protein, fine, but I love carbs, I love sugar, alcohol, wow. Or any of those other little things that are just addictive. And on the body says, give me more. But then the body will start saying something else, won't it? After a while, the body's going to say, carbs and sugar, give me more. And we start having health issues, don't we? Because we're not putting in things that will bring us into a higher vibration. It brings our vibration down. So it takes courage to come into a place of listening to the whispers of spirit, doesn't it? Could you live without it? And do you live without it? That's the other thing. I want it to be known here. If you are someone that's sitting here right now and says, I feel alone. I don't think there's anybody there. I don't hear anything. I don't see anything. Meh. No, it's not happening for me. That's okay. You're here. That's what's important, is you are here. You're here because your heart and your soul is curious. It's yearning. It wants to know. It wants to learn. So if you are someone that's new to what I'm talking about, welcome. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. There's many others that can have a conversation with you around this subject of that we aren't alone in this universe. I mean, our loved ones that have crossed over, that are in spirit, are with us. You feel the touch of them sometimes, the guidance of them. Absolutely. So, courage of that relationship to come into listening to the whispers of spirit. How do you do that every day? How do you do that every moment? And that's the practice. And that's what makes it difficult. It's like making a commitment to get up and do yoga at 5:30 in the morning. Or for some people to get up and go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning before they go to work. Is it easy to be lazy? It's easy to be lazy, you know? And then we have these different teachers that, you know, bring to us wonderful ways. They teach us their way showers, and they bring us these wonderful ways for us to be able to step forward and grow in our lives physically, mentally, spiritually. And how do they do it? I mean, is anybody, I'm a Tony Robbins fan. I can't help it. I think Tony's awesome. But he's dedicated. I mean, there is no lazy in Tony Robbins. Because he's on fire. He's on fire because he wants to help people. But to do that, he knows that he has to practice it himself. He has to be the one that gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning and does his morning rituals and his meditation and his breathing exercises and his physical exercises so he can be present in his life. Because what we see of Tony Robbins is his life. He was guided. He listens. And this is what he's been shown to do with his life. So that's Tony. What about your life? What about in your life that you're being guided to do? You may not be asked to be Tony Robbins, but you're asked to be you. You're asked to be the fullness of who you are. Are you feeling something inside about going to school? Are you feeling something inside that says, I really want to take art classes, but I was never any good. I was told I couldn't color when I was in third grade, and it shut me down forever. Well, we can hang on to that, or go to the art class, right? What about, are you being asked to develop a ministry? Are you being asked to develop a ministry that feeds people in some form? Every single one of us has got something that sparks within us that says, this is what I want to do. Some of us, it's a matter of, I just want to plant as many flowers as I possibly can. See, this is where it can be very, very simple, but it has an impact. It has an impact. Planting as many flowers as I possibly can, well, yes, you're going to get the joy out of doing that, but what about the people that see it? What about the people that see all the fruits of your work? What do you do for them? You know, they walk by, wow. Or they drive by. In other words, can listening to the whispers of spirit lead you to action, to doing something in your life that, one, it benefits you, it deepens your relationship with spirit, it gets you healthier, it gets you happier, gets you safer. Like I said, some of you, that voice, that feeling, that knowing has saved your life, literally. But what if following that does something, like I said, it lifts you up, it's for you, but then, you know, sometimes we don't think that, wow, it's going to benefit others. What I've done benefits others. What I do benefits others. What a concept. We don't think about that because sometimes we just do. We just do. Because isn't that okay? Have you gotten that guidance before also? Just do it. Gotten that guidance of, come on, will you just do it? And the other thing I like to say also is that the spirit is eternally patient. Eternally patient, because it's like spirit is not attached to whether we do or we don't follow the guidance. Our guides, our angels, the saints, those in spirit that have been our loved ones that are in spirit for us. On that plane, there's no judgment. It's just pure love. It's pure love, and if you choose not to follow it, okay. We'll just send it to you again in another way. It'll come right back at you, and it won't leave you alone. It won't leave you alone. I mean, it's as simple as like taking a really nice walk and going down the end of your driveway and listening, and Spirit says, turn right. Okay. And then next thing you know, you're walking down the street, and you have this incredible conversation with your neighbor. And you're both changed for the rest of the day and actually changed forever because of that conversation. We've had that happen, haven't we? Hasn't everybody had that happen? This journey we call life is amazing. I think the last time I was here, I was talking about, it's like, it's also so messy. It's amazing, it's messy, it's yours, it's wondrous. And to deepen that relationship with spirit, it is possible that we have to have that non-judgment of ourselves. The one that's guiding us, like I just said, has no judgment, is eternally patient, and says, well, you know, we'll just give it to you again and give it to you again. And it's okay if you never choose it. So if they have no judgment, if Spirit has no judgment, can we release the judgment on ourselves about our lives? And that's not easy. It's a day-to-day process. I'm currently in a Prosperity Plus class from Mary Morrissey. And we hear this and all, but it's like, we hear things. We need to hear it again and again and again and again because of the vibration. There's a density of vibration being in body on this planet. And there's a purpose for that. There's a purpose for the duality that we are in. And so the density that we have here is the fact that we said, okay, we'll incarnate on a planet that makes you really have to work at awakening and becoming enlightened. It's not going to be easy. But your soul said, okay, yes, let's do this. Oh, it's going to be fun. And then you get here, and somebody shoves you down on the playground. Wait a minute, because you're still remembering, I came from this amazing place. I came from this amazing place of all light and everybody, you know, and it's just pure love. And wait a minute, what do you mean you're going to knock me down on the playground? We start getting that duality, and we start getting a heavier and a density from there. But something pulls us consistently. Something drives us. Something pulls us along. And then we start learning about spiritual teachings, religious teachings, and this and that. We learn about the possibility of this hugeness that we came from. And we start to remember. What's amazing now is that we are at a point in this humanity awakening that we have got children that don't forget. Our indigos, our crystal children, they don't forget where they came from. They know and they remember and they share that with us. Isn't this going to be amazing when these children are not children anymore? I mean, some of them are already adults, but we continue to have this wave of awakening children coming into adulthood. Now talk about people being able to lift up from the density of the planet and change a world. Maybe we will see it in our lifetime. If not, we're going to be watching it from that other place of love, because that's where we're going to be. And maybe we're going to be somebody's guide. Maybe we're going to be the one that's whispering in their ear. Just do it. Just say yes. Quit thinking about it. Just say yes. So here we are. Students, teachers, lovers of life, whatever it's been. And we've got the beauty of our lives and we've got the messiness of our lives. And what an incredible wholeness you are. So come into that wholeness of who you are by that accepting and bringing it in and just saying, yeah, this is all of me. These are my triumphs, and this is who I am, and these are my victories, and this is how I love, and this is how I like, and this is how I've hurt, and this is how I have had my failures or my messy. That can deepen you into that relationship with Spirit. That deepens us into that relationship to hear the guidance every day. But what I was saying about Mary Morrissey, she has a thing about, there was a teacher she was working, also using this with, and this kind of got a little annoying, but it was like, it's a brand new baby day. It's a brand new baby day. And it's like, okay, that could get a little cheeky sometimes, but she's right. Every day is a brand new day. That other day is gone. When we went to sleep last night, it's done. It's the past. It's over. Today is right here and now. And yes, your future is what you can have something to do with it when you have that relationship of intention, that relationship of listening to spirit and guidance, those whispers, and you do the action that you're being asked to do, it makes those choices, those decisions create our future. But to wait, to go to bed, leave that past behind, that is the challenge. That is such the challenge, to be able to leave that behind. And when I wake up in the morning, what can I do with today? What is the canvas of my life that I can paint today on? It's a challenge to be able to have that mindset every day, especially if the body is complaining at you. It's tired. It's hurting. It's this or that. Or there's all, you know, my family is all messed up and all this is going on here and there and I'm losing my job. I don't have any money. All that's going on. How can you wake and say, it's a beautiful brand new day for me to paint it. I am the Picasso of my own life. How can you do that? But constant practice. That's what I come back to, is life is a practice. Life is courage practice of every day waking up and saying, show me, reveal to me, guide me. What do I need to do today? How can I come deeper into knowing in my heart that I am nothing but full, pure love? All of me is pure, full, pure love. And if I feel that and I know that and I'm opening and I'm listening to the guidance, and I'm stepping into that, what's going to happen to your life if you do that? How will you experience it? What could happen? Could it be pretty cool? Would your synchronicities get a little stronger? Would you start listening to? Would your guidance start listening to it? And would it get a little bit louder, a little bit stronger? Would those synchronicities start to happen? And the next thing you know, it's like, I mean, here's a really good thing. I need a consolidation loan, okay? That happened to me. I mean, the synchronicities after the fire that I had in October was amazing, because also that woke me up. Like I shared with you all, some of y'all that were here, I was warned about that fire 2 weeks before it happened. I heard the word fire. Ignored it. 2 or 3 days later, you know, it was like, fire. And I thought, well, I hope my roommate does not burn the house down, because she would always burn her dinner. She always burned her food. God love her. But I wasn't in a depth of relationship, constant practice of relationship, to listen to that voice of guidance that was giving me one word that said, come sit down. Come get into prayer, meditation, and follow this strand of energy that just told you about fire. And the condo, wall-to-wall condo, gutted, burned. And then after that, I mean, synchronicities just started to happen. Job, being able to move, being able to be in a place to live. Everything just started to click, 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 click. But I was paying attention, because my attention was really focused. You've got my attention, and I will not relinquish that again. Because I had a healer that I talked to about that, and he said, well, did you prepare? I said, what do you mean? He says, didn't you prepare, did you? Well, you were told there was a fire, but you didn't prepare. So, and it was true. So it's like, different opportunities come along, and it's like one opportunity came to me as far as being able to get in my lovely home that some of you see on Facebook. I have deer. I call it doe house, because I have deer all around all the time, from little fawns to does and bucks. But to get into that house, I needed to do some things for juggling around finances, okay? And so I put it out there. Here's two things. Also, like I said, what did I say? If you put it out there, wouldn't it be nice? What happens? Do you get it? Right, you get it. Well, I was going around saying, well, I have to look for an apartment and all, and I just put it out in the universe. I said, I want a house. No, I want a house. Well, within a week, here came the opportunity to move into a house. So I needed to do some juggling of finances. And so I've got that kind of fear thing going on. Oh, can I do this? And in my head, something came in and said, get a consolidation loan because it would make it easier. I was like, okay, well, all right, where do I go to get a consolidation loan? I literally opened up my cell phone one morning, and there was a message there about a consolidation loan. I did it. I followed it. I didn't, and that's the other thing. Do you look at it and go, no. That's, you know, this is about the difference between ego and spirit. The ego says, no, that can't be. I followed that. And because of that, I'm in my sweet house. I'm in my sweet home that is Doe House, and I call it my creation home. So I could keep going and keep going because I'm having a good time up here with you all, but we all have places to go and people to see. But coming all full circle around this is we think about our lives in the past and we think about them in the future, but in the present moment is your power. Every day by waking up and saying, speak to me, Spirit. Guide me. What do you want me to know today? How can I create my day today? And the thing is, if you don't believe it, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. And Spirit never lets you down. Spirit never lets you down. And you will have things revealed to you. The synchronicities will come. Miracles will happen. Because every single one of you is an angel or is a beautiful, bright spirit just in body for now. For right now. So right now, for now, have an awesome, wonderful day. Namaste. Thank you.